Welcome to the 28th installment of Better Read, an experimental series by Greg.org to transform art-related texts into a handy, entertaining, and informative audio using a computer-generated voice. This installment includes two texts from the print edition of the auction catalog from the sale where painting by cause sold for $14.7 million. The sale took place on the 1st of April 2019 at Sotheby's Hong Kong, and, oddly, it had a title, Knee Golden Eye Registered Sign, Volume 1. All of the objects in the sale were from the collection of Nigu Registered Sign. Nigu Registered Sign is a fashion company owner and corporate branding consultant in Tokyo who literally puts a registered trademark sign after his name, and so we are going with it here. It is like in 2007, when Takashi Murakami's show at MoCA in Los Angeles was called Copyright Sign Murakami, and it had a Louis Vuitton store in it full of Collabo merch and pseudo art for sale. It is a lot like that show, actually, and so it is very unusual that show is not mentioned in either text. Or it is not unusual at all. The first text is from Virgil Abloh, who is currently the artistic director for Louis Vuitton. The second text is an essay by W. David Marks, a writer and longtime observer of the Japanese street culture scene. True in a perverse way to his namesake, Marx praises Nigo Registered Sign as an unequaled exploiter of individual artistic creation in the service of corporate capital. Nigo Registered Sign hired cause to make toys and graphic designs. He commissioned the painting in question and dozens more. He bought other works by cause and promoted him to designers, corporations, musicians, and cultural institutions. And now he sold off a portion of his collection, reaping a handsome return on his investment. There is no question at all why Sotheby's would be interested in supporting a market for luxury goods for hypebeasts. The auction room suddenly got a lot hipper, with all these cool millennial buyers in hoodies, are actual words a Citi private bank advisor said to Bloomberg. There is a question, which surely nags at everyone in the so-called fine art world, just what the fuck is happening? I'm sorry, is this really what we signed up for? Technically that is two questions. And the short answers are, you can guess, and yes. Cause Markets is being pumped and promoted by the same cabal of dealer-collectors who dominate the auction markets of, among others, Andy Warhol and Jean-Michel Basquiat. That kind of manipulative self-dealing is unsurprising in the art market. The other factor, which goes basically unmentioned in the texts, probably because there is nothing from him in the sale, is Murakami. He and his studio-slash-product-slash-brand consulting agency Kaikaikiki crashed through psychic barriers between art and luxury, art and fashion, and art and merch. And here we are. Abloh is first. A quote bridge-unquote between two islands. What is the importance of art in the evolution of culture? Well, think of the role of culture in every level of society, from the esteemed and sacred cultures of high art and fashion to the spontaneously arising and self-esteemed culture of the streets and everyday life. The separation between quote high unquote and quote low unquote might be as old as human culture itself, but bridges are being forged. Nigo Registered Sign is one of the engineers. Nigo Registered Sign's importance is his innate ability to curate to communicate between those worlds, as effortlessly as seeing and speaking at the same time. Prior to pop culture embracing the niche, the marginal and the street, Nigo Registered Sign was already curating a realm of prominent artists to expose that which was combusting beneath the surface of the street. This was the underground culture that was stemming from graffiti writers in New York City, and Nigo Registered Sign's collection captured the essential voices that have carried these messages and values across a critical moment of enlightenment spanning every level of culture and society. The work of artists like Futura, Stash and Cause form vital cornerstones in a world that has developed largely outside of traditional art institutions. When these artists were roaming the streets, few people understood the value of their work. Today we have the luxury of hindsight. What they created, and people like Nigo Registered Sign knew to value, is the quote bridge unquote that connects these islands. From the perspective of the street, this collection of artworks is a vital time capsule. Nigo Registered Sign's singular vision as an artist himself and his inimitable understanding of the value of alliances influenced his choices long before collaboration was the formalized mode of working that it is today. Nigo Registered Sign was its predecessor and instigator, and this body of work cannot be underestimated in terms of its cultural significance. In it we see the evolution of street culture, and its validation in the fine art space. As a descendant of this new way of thinking, Nico Registered Sign's impact on my own career is undeniable. Postmodern culture has corroborated what Nico Registered Sign knew all along. It is thanks to people like him that we are able to walk across bridges and traverse parallel worlds. Virgil Abloh, Artistic Director at Louis Vuitton. Nico Registered Sign's Street Art Collaborations and the Origins of 21st Century Contemporary Culture. W. David Marks. With the works of anonymous street artist Banksy selling for seven figures at auction and the designer of streetwear brand Off-White, Virgil Abloh, at the creative helm of Louis Vuitton, the cross-disciplinary street culture movement that emerged from underground and often outlaw roots in the 1980s now sits at the heart of mainstream of high art and luxury. Street culture first coalesced inside loose communities of skateboarders, graffiti artists, and hip-hop DJs in gritty neighborhoods of New York and London, but through sheer historical quirk, it's moved from outsider art to global commerce required passage through a faraway and unlikely place, Tokyo, Japan. And in Japan, one particular person played a particularly instrumental role in the story of street culture, the Japanese brand director, DJ, and drummer Nico Registered Sign, Nagaoto Moaki, born 1970. Nico Registered Sign not only created important social bonds within the international street culture scene but personally pioneered a handful of cultural techniques that are now standard practices for the world's top consumer companies, namely, artistic collaborations, quote double name unquote lines, and limited edition goods. Throughout his career over the last three decades, Nico Registered Sign created unprecedented opportunities for a generation of street artists introducing their work to a mass audience while managing to preserve their quote cred unquote and cachet. This ultimately created a new global commercial model that major Western institutions in art, apparel, and music have adopted to create new value for their products. Nico Registered Sign was born in Gunma Prefecture, Japan, a regional industrial hub 2 hours by train from the capital Tokyo. As a teenager, he became obsessed with retro American music and fashion, taking weekly Sunday pilgrimages to Tokyo's Harajuku neighborhood to buy vintage American clothing and European designer imports. Japanese magazines introduced him each month to subcultural worlds far beyond Japan, New York hip-hop, London punk, Los Angeles surfing, and Parisian chic. And during this time, Nico Registered Sign took particular interest in a small but burgeoning scene developing around the DJ, designer, and media personality, Hiroshi Fujiwara. When Nico Registered Sign moved to Tokyo in the late 1980s to attend a fashion editorial course at Bunkyo Fashion College, he was soon deep into the underground scene, DJing at club events, and soon, styling celebrities for Japanese magazines. At the end of the 1980s, the Japanese media started to tap Nico Registered Sign and his friends as their go-to explainers of street culture. They soon started to embark on official commercial ventures, finding a successful model in the American casual wear brand Stussy, which blended laid-back California surf aesthetics with the harder edge of New York and London urban life. Stussy made two strategic business moves that would set the future trajectory of street culture as a business. First, the brand organized a tight-knit group of friends and influencers into a group called the quote International Stussy Tribe, unquote, to whom they regularly sent free boxes of products. This helped Stussy become known as the tastemaker brand in the world's most important cities. Second, as demand for Stussy surfaced in suburban American towns, the brand refused to create enough product supply to meet all the demand. Buying a Stussy t-shirt was never expensive, but it was always difficult to obtain. This protected the brand from crashing and burning like previous streetwear fads, and kept the fan base excited for the next chance to purchase. In 1993, Nico Registered Sign launched his own brand in the Stussy model A Bathing Ape, aka Babe, which first focused on t-shirts and then expanded to a full line of apparel. The only place to buy A Bathing Ape and related brands good enough and undercover was in the brand's official stores located in the back streets of Tokyo's Harajuku neighborhood, leading them to be known as the quote Ura Harajuku brands, unquote. Ura meaning back. By 1996, the Ura Harajuku scene had become unarguably the most popular style in youth male fashion, with teenagers across Japan patiently waiting in line outside their Tokyo stores to buy the latest products. The secret to the brand's success was selling what had been quote casual unquote items, t-shirts, jeans, sneakers as premium goods. They were manufactured in small batches, sold at high prices, and laid out like artworks inside immaculately designed shops. As the brands became national sensations, demand instantly outstripped supply, and the decision to keep production runs low meant stores would frequently empty of product. Resellers jumped into the game to exploit the arbitrage opportunities, and the actual market value for the brand's goods would double and triple it from the original price tag. This was ramped up to a new level with the introduction of quote limited edition goods, unquote special products with a small lot size and a tacit promise not to be remade in the future. Clothing and Uraharajuku, in essence, became collectibles. Uraharajuku fans would buy multiple versions of the same garments, one to wear, and one to keep in storage for future profit. By the end of the 1990s, international corporations such as the athletic brand Nike and the European luxury houses took notice of the success of these brands and their imperishable cachet, and hoped to borrow their marketing techniques. These techniques, however, were not necessarily a quote sales strategy unquote. Nico registered sign and his friends were inheritors of the 1980s street culture spirit and all of its ideals to keep their culture inside a small community. Yes, the limited scale of product runs amped up consumer frenzies, but that ensured that their scene did not get instantly swallowed into the mainstream like subcultures of the past. Despite becoming celebrities in Japan, Nico registered sign and his friend zoomed into the 21st century remaining independent from large corporate concerns and free to create anything they desired. Nico registered sign, in particular, used his financial success and cultural stature to invest in innovative products with his favorite creators. The earliest international joint projects came from two of New York's most important street artists, Futura and Stash. The record impresario James Lavelle of the trip-hop label Mo Wax returned from Japan in 1995 raving about A Bathing Ape, and Futura and Stash quickly faxed over designs to Nico registered sign for a series of t-shirts. At the time, Futura, Leonard Hilton McGurr, born 1955, was already a street culture legend, having come to renown in the very early 1980s for his abstract, sci-fi-inspired subway train pieces. London punk band The Clash asked him to contribute to their album art and invited him on stage for live paintings. And as graffiti made its way to the high-status world of New York's galleries, Futura was one of the brightest stars of the genre. In the early 1990s, Futura and his protege Stash took their influence beyond New York City to the entire country through creating one of the first iconic pieces of streetwear, the Phillies Blunt T-shirt. This garment and its copies sold in massive quantities across America for the next few years, filling sick the halls of every high school in the country. When Futura, Stash, and Nico registered sign started to work together in 1995, they moved quickly into a more ambitious territory than just t-shirts, specifically, the world's most unique product packaging. Nico registered sign was an early experimenter with a process where t-shirts would be tightly shrink-wrapped into compact shapes, such as guns and gorilla heads. In 1997, Futura and Stash created another one of A Bathing Ape's innovative packaging designs, the spray paint can container. The cylindrical can is a clear and powerful symbol of the graffiti world, a tool that puts art on the streets and came with the convenient advantage of being the exact size of a rolled up t-shirt. The first cans by Futura and Stash were parodies of the famed Krylon spray paint can, with the A Bathing Ape Simian logo replacing the colored circles. Futura meanwhile created a separate set of clear plastic spray cans that held limited edition vinyl toys based on his monster sci-fi interpretations of Nico registered sign and James Lavelle, as well as his original character, Point Man. The cans themselves were highly collectible, and the toys inside ended up kicking of the quote designer toy unquote boom of the late 1990s. From their years of collaboration, Nico registered sign became a collector of Futura and Stash's work and hosted a gallery exhibition for the two artists at the Babe-sclusive Aoyama store in 2000. Nico registered sign's archive centers around pieces heavy in the symbolism of 1970s New York graffiti culture, a metal sculpture in the shape of a giant spray can head, as well as marker drawings on windows in the style of 1980s New York City subway vandalism, and a series of acrylic paintings from stash of spray paint cans themselves. From 2003 onward, as we'll see below, Nego Registered Sign became a pivotal player in the creation of a brand new American hip-hop aesthetic, but his connections to Futura and stash kept his feet firmly grounded in the subculture's point of origin. By the late 1990s, the commercial success of American street culture in Japan encouraged more artists and creators to make their way to Tokyo. Nego Registered Sign became an unofficial ambassador, greeting visitors and introducing them to others in the Harajuku scene. In 1996, the New York-based graffiti artist Cuz Brian Donnelly, born 1974, visited Nego Registered Sign studio on a trip to Tokyo, and from there, became a key collaborator with the Harajuku brands. A full generation younger than Futura, Cuz represented the evolution of graffiti from its roots in artistic vandalization to a media-savvy comment on the proliferation of commercial signs and symbols in the urban landscape. After getting the skeleton key that opens locked advertising cases on the outside of bus kiosks, Cuz removed print ads at night and returned them in the morning, newly ornate with his designs. The practice became a key instance of the quote subvertising unquote movement and drew new attention from the art world and counter-cultural commentators to graffiti-inspired work. In Japan, Nego Registered Sign produced three-dimensional plastic representations of Cuz's famous quote companion unquote character and invited Cuz to collaborate on sneaker designs. He also bought much of Cuz's parody-driven work, including a lot of quote Kimpson's unquote paintings, grotesque reworkings of characters from the long-running American cartoon series, The Simpsons. The Nego Registered Sign collaborations with Futura, Stash, and Cuz are iconic not only for their amalgamation of rebellious American street culture and Japanese commercial and manufacturing prowess. More importantly, these early collaborations set the stage for what has since become common practice in the last decades of global culture. The culture of the quote collab unquote and the quote double name could unquote, having originated in the backstreets of Harajuku, has now become standard in art, music and fashion, e.g., Takashi Murakami by Louis Vuitton in 2003, Unique Low by Jill Sander in 2009, Comme des Garçons by Supreme in 2012. Cuz started working with Japanese labels but has now collaborated with some of the world's most iconic brands, institutions, and celebrities, including Nike, rapper Kanye West, MTV, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Eyes staring straight ahead emoji, eyes staring straight ahead emoji, eyes staring straight ahead emoji. Nego Registered Sign's influence on this process was not just coincidental or inspirational. There is a direct through line from Japanese street culture to the wider industry. In 2003, Nego Registered Sign made his first major steps into the global market through a friendship with top-selling music producer Pharrell Williams. Nego Registered Sign helped Williams with his ice cream clothing line, and the two started a new clothing brand called Billionaire Boys Club. A Bathing Ape stores opened in New York and Los Angeles in the following years, during which time Nego Registered Sign's creations became the most sought-after apparel item in the hip-hop community. In 2005, the two men ventured out pure streetwear when Louis Vuitton invited them to launch an exclusive eyewear line. The rapper and media icon Kanye West was an early supporter of A Bathing Ape, but by the late 2000s, also started to make a move towards the world of high fashion. He famously brought a group of friends to Paris Fashion Week in 2009, including young Virgil Abloh, who admitted recently that he, quote, couldn't even get into a Louis Vuitton show at that point, unquote. Abloh is now the artistic director at Louis Vuitton, the ultimate symbolic culmination of streetwear's triumphant takeover of the wider luxury industry. Today, there are few luxury brands without an anchor in 1990s streetwear. Nego Registered Sign continues to guide the industry, running his own clothing line Human Made and advising for major global apparel brands such as Adidas and Uniqlo. The cultural industry's marketing and product output now centers around artist collaborations, limited edition goods, quote double name, unquote co-branded products, even logo commercial parodies, e.g., Balenciaga's parody of American election campaign logos. All of these methods originated in the realm of outsider graffiti art and underground streetwear brands, and it was Nego Registered Sign who introduced them to the rest of the world. Multinational corporations now rely on these techniques to keep their product lines fresh, amplify consumer frenzy, and reinvigorate their heritage with bold ideas from young talent. This is a testament to Nigo Registered Sign's innovative approach to artistic collaboration, but more importantly, a key moment in the expansion, globalization to its current stage where Eastern ideas have as much social currency as those from the West. We need to remember, however, that this culture didn't just happen. Nigo Registered Sign had the connections and the means to kickstart the process, and he had the talent to see how different artists could collaborate across disparate media. Once the creative community saw the potential of artist collaborations, culture has never been the same.